B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
6 seconds to go in the first half. Butler to Redick. JJ turns, fires. Rubio, rebound slam. Ben Simmons. And he flexes for his teammates along the bench.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Friday. It's a good Friday. Right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. I'm Anthony Gargano, the Midday Show. Give it to me. Come on, Andrew. There you go.
Yay!
What a night last night.
Get excited.
So fear struck early as news started to filter. Right off the, I got off the air at around 7, and it started to filter in about 7:30. That Joel Embiid, well, I didn't ask you to just cut the song. I want the song, man. I want to hear it. Thanks. You lower it a little bit, but I like, you know, I dig it. And so word comes out that Joel Embiid is not going to play, which brings up a whole mess of questions, right? A whole mess of questions. Big man out. And you're going, oh, my God. Greg Monroe has to start. And you're going, oh, no, what is this? And I had a panic attack right around tip-off that I was worried. How would they respond? You know what? Man, Ben responded with one of the great games of his career.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe his best game. He was unbelievable last night. He was aggressive. He played angry. He attacked. And this is why, off of game two, what we all wanted was him, and I said it yesterday, to duplicate, to replicate that game two performance. And he did. And it was even better. And he shoved it in the Nets' faces. Come on, man. That doesn't make you feel good. Don't you give Ben a salute? A gladiator Roman salute today? That's what you want out of him. He was dominant. He was unafraid of anything. I'm not telling you he's completely turned the corner. But my point, and it was my point yesterday, was that you could see growth in his game. It's all about maturity. Travel up 50,000 feet. All right, go on a plane. Look down and see the big picture. See the incremental growth. See that you're seeing a terrific talent who's blossoming. Yeah, he's still got warts. He's still got his shooting. Sometimes he's too tentative. But all that, they even played Hack-a-Ben. They played Hack-a-Ben on him. And after he misses the first two, he daggers four in a row. Take that. You want to hack me? Hack you. That's what he said. That's got to make you feel good. And then Tobias, who was once in game one, Tobias the Friendly Ghost, was sensational. He had his best game as a Sixer. He was aggressive after like being a little tentative early. He's another one. Because he's another one that's passive by nature. It's kind of player he is. But look what he did. He took control. He took shots. It was like he rubbed some Jimmy Butler oil on him. Right? That's what he had. He had something. It's what you got to do in the playoffs. And the Nets were chippy, and you saw what happened pregame. They put the missing Ben Simmons jump shot around the telephone poles around the Barclays Center. And they showed up. JJ, key, because he helps really extend that lead when he gets hot. So JJ was crucial in this whole thing. Tobias, of course, Jimmy is anytime you need a big shot, he just knows when to do it. See, you, little things in the game. When you're watching the flow of the game and they need a shot, you know who takes that shot. It's Jimmy. So when the Nets are making a run, what happens? Jimmy stops the run. And I'm not celebrating like it's a title. Because I thought all along that Sixers are a better team, much better team than this Brooklyn team. And it doesn't even matter, Joe, no Joe. But they're just a better team. That Nets team they're trash. I hate that team. Forgive me. I just hate that. I hate D'Angelo Russell. I do. He's a good ball player. He really is, but he is, we were talking about last night, my cousin and I. He plays hero ball. He wants to be a hero all the time. I don't think they're very good, and I think their front court blows, which is why Brett Brown, I thought, had a great day yesterday. Because he was saddled without his generational big man, and he went down, and he wanted them to attack. I thought he coached a terrific game yesterday. It was smart. He coached a smart game. There were many things that I loved what I saw from Brett. And I was impressed. I thought he coached a good game. We have the jury. We'll see what the jury has to say today after that pivotal game 3. Game 4 is tomorrow, 3 o'clock. This is where you stamp them out. This is where you stamp it out. You don't even make it a series. You want home court back. Now let's end this thing in 5. Get the big man some rest. Now, that's a whole nother question. Because it's one thing to miss a game against Brooklyn. But you're going to need him against Toronto. Or you may get swept without Joe against Toronto. Like, you need him to play. And I don't know what it is. He had an extra day. It's knee tendonitis. I don't know. He wakes up. You know, there was some talk about shoot around and how they were late to the hotel and he didn't get his proper go through his proper routine pregame. So I don't know. All I know is that they got to figure something out that he can play. You kids, one thing about regular season games, see, I thought it was all about playoffs. And he was questionable for all 3 games and misses game 3. And game 3 was crucial. They need him. They need him. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It scares me. He is such a frightening talent. Because he's so good and because he can be generational, you're petrified that you're going to lose him, that he's not going to realize his full potential, that he's going to have his career cut early, cut short. How'd you feel there, Tunis?
I feel great about the win. Like you said, though, terrified about Embiid. When I saw that news broke yesterday, listen, I love Joel Embiid. I'm not going to trade him. He's the best big man in the league. When healthy, could be the best player in the league. But yesterday was an eye-rolling moment for me. Now, there could be something bigger. There could be a tear in there that we don't know about, right? They tell us it's tendonitis.
Right. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's something serious. The one thing you know is that he wants to play.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not about toughness. That kid, that guy, all he wants to play. He loves the spotlight.
Yeah, I'm not calling him soft or anything, but when that happened last night, when the news came out that Joel Embiid was not playing, I was like, dude, again? Like, what? This is the playoffs. This is game 3. Now, fortunately, they won, and we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to be worried about going the next game being down 2-1. They're up 2-1, but it was an eye-rolling moment for me yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they came out. Ben Simmons was on fire. Tobias Harris showed up. It was a tough moment for me yesterday, though, thinking about the future, too, because this wasn't a regular season game. This was a playoff game.
I know. Well, I mean, listen, I don't know what to tell you. Because I feel the same way. I'm afraid for Embiid. But all that said, let's just take the game and let's just take the series and see what happens. You know, medical science is amazing, these things. I'll hang my hat on medical science and prayer on this Good Friday that somehow he could come back and play.
Now, after what you saw yesterday, do you need him to play the rest of this series?
Yes, I do. I'll tell you why. It's not about needing him to play. I think it's his best interest if he plays, because there seems to be a pattern with him. When he doesn't play for a stretch, he comes back, he's overweight, and the knee is sore. That's what it feels like. I don't know if he's carrying too much weight and the knee becomes sore because of inactivity. That's what it feels like the pattern is. So it might be in his best interest to keep busy and play. I mean, obviously, if rest was the cure-all, then I'd say, you know, I'd sit him out another game.
Let's say he plays tomorrow and they win and they're up 3-1.
Yeah, if rest was a cure-all, I'm not sure. You're going on under the premise that rest is the cure-all right for the knee. I don't know if it is or not. He rested the last 6 weeks of the season for the most part. I mean, still iffy. So I don't know that it's just rest. I don't know what cures that thing. I don't know if it's activity, that you need a little bit of activity. I don't know. So we'll get into it. We got lots to do. What a day. It was a great game. Ben shoved it up everybody's nose up in Brooklyn. Take that, Dudley. You got to hear this a little bit later on. The Tom McGinnis was awesome. His call, the Dudley Hairball, was great. A lot of fun. All right, we'll get to it all. 610-632-0975. And don't forget, coming up at 11:30, Mark Jackson will break it down for us. I love Mark. Mark does a great job for NBC Philly. And we'll talk the legs at 1:10 to break it down as well. We got you covered. Big NBA game. And also, I need, I'll give you a Friday Five type thing. Because we didn't get enough on the schedule yesterday.
I love the Friday Five.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. So we'll bring it back. We'll have you do it too. It is the Midday Show. That's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Cuz. Jason is off. He's up in Cape Cod. Well, I want to tell you about the union right now. I don't know why I started laughing, because I just channeled his Ben thing. I mean, his Gabe thing. Made me laugh. I've been talking about Union soccer all week. As you know, tomorrow afternoon, the Union look to keep the home winning streak alive as they take on the Montreal Impact at 1 o'clock, a perfect Saturday at Talon Energy Stadium. 2 weeks ago, the Union won at home against FC Dallas in dramatic fashion in a stoppage time game winner from the captain, Alejandro Bedoya. Philadelphia enters the game with an overall record of 3-3-1, and they look to capitalize on a huge opportunity in the Eastern Conference. The match is also part of the first ever doubleheader that's down at Talon Energy Stadium. The Union kick things off first at 1 o'clock. Fans invited to stick around for the Bethlehem Steel match at 4. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids invited to participate in the pregame egg hunt and postgame parade around the field. It's going to be a great day. So come grab some afternoon soccer starting tomorrow with the Philadelphia Union versus Montreal Impact, 1 o'clock. Tickets available at philadelphiaunion.com. We'll see you there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Here's Jared Dudley for 3. Air ball! And you can hear it all the way from Philly. Dudley Dud! Air ball!
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Air ball! A dud from Dudley! I hate that Dudley man. Oh, he's got to hate the face.
Doesn't he just look like someone you could find at the Y? Like if you're playing ball at the Y. J- Jared Dudley's there.
Yes. Yeah, he does.
He doesn't look like an NBA player.
He also reminds me a little bit of, do you know who Popeye Jones is? He used to play in the league for the Mavericks.
I just know Popeye the Sailor Man.
He reminds me of Popeye Jones, the way they look, too. Like, bald head, got that look. It's kind of like a deranged serial killer.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Kind of a cretin.
Yeah, he's a little serial killer to him.
Right?
Yeah.
Like kind of like a half cretin, half serial killer.
Popeye Jones, good name.
Right?
Ronald Popeye Jones?
Yeah, Popeye Jones.
How do you get Popeye?
Popeye Jones is a great name, though. It is a great name, Popeye Jones. But, all that said, I love it, man. Air ball. The way he stepped up to shoot it, it was horrible. He's wide open, too.
And then Ben puts his arms out. He pretty much just said it's done. Like, as soon as he misses that shot, you're like, I don't care
what the haters say, whatever. You want to hate him, hate the kid. I don't care. I love him. I love his attitude. He's tough. I swear to you, he's tough. He's a tough kid. And he's got that Aussie, like, go ahead. I love him. You know who he is? And my cousin and I were talking about this last night. He's a prince, is what he is. He's a prince. Like, he's a prince. And in the obvious way.
He's an Aussie prince?
He is. You know, he's a prince of basketball. Like, he's got that, you know, he comes in regal, right? Comes in much ballyhooed. He's got a little of entitlement to him, right? You know, I can see that. He's got some entitlement to him. He's the prince.
And LeBron's the king.
It's true. He really is. It's true. Now, we'll see. You know, it's funny. Taste Cake Dom, our man, hits us up on the text board and says he's Simba. It's the Lion King. It's true. He is. He's the young lion, man. And I love him, though. I love his attitude. And when he's aggressive is when I love him the most.
Jared, though.
Like, it bothers me when he's not. It really does. It bothers me when he's not aggressive.
And there were still some moments yesterday. I texted you at one point.
Yes.
It was a 2-on-1 fast break.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
He's one step from the rim, and then he dishes it to Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, no,
and Boban loses it. And it's like, dude, just take it. Now he still had 31 points yesterday, so I'm not complaining about the performance.
The efficiency was ridiculous. No, I'm with you. Listen, I still feel, I'm not saying he's a finished product at all. He's got to flush it. He's got to flush it. He's got to attack the rim and jam it. That's what he's got to do. He's got to do that.
And so what if he gets fouled? He went 9 of 11 yesterday.
I know.
The free throw line. Even though Chris Sheridan in that story said he doesn't bend his knees enough or something like that.
Right, right. Well, it's funny because I had last night during Cousins Corner, I had on Gary Smith. Remember Gary Smith?
Yes.
Formerly Sports Illustrated. He's a novelist now and he's terrific, amazing man. Anyway, he's a big sports guy, and he's really great at diving into the psychology of sports. And so, and his wife is a psychologist too. It's funny, and so you dive into that sport, like what is going through the mindset. And he brought up, because I'm surprised that they haven't brought out Hacker Ben to mess with him. And that was before the game. Sure enough, they did it. And he answered the bell. He missed the first two, but then he came back and he answered the bell at four straight. That's what you want. That's what you want right now for a player in his second year. I mean, come on. He's the one who stands out the most on the floor. Use your eyes. Right?
Yeah, I don't get the doubters. I don't get the haters. I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know why you would not love that kid. Like, I forget personality. And I understand the frustration, but just the sheer, he goes all day, you know, like he'll run all day long. It's funny. Think about Embiid and Simmons for a second. Embiid has got, what, 3 inches on him?
Yep.
And he's Mr. Glass. And Ben can run all day long. He's a marathon runner. It's, you know, it's amazing. So I look at him and I want people to just see. I guess it's like art. You know, you don't have two opinions that are the same. When you see a painting, you see a work of art, you just see something, and it's in your mind what you see. And you can't tell people to like it. They just have to like it on their own.
Tell you one thing. As soon as he gets that jump shot, look out, because he's...
Nah, then everybody will get on board.
Yeah. Well, that post game, I mean, he had the baby hook going yesterday.
I love the baby hook.
It's almost like he's shoring up his post game.
He is, man.
And then once he gets that jump shot.
And that's what I need from him. I need the post game to come. I need him in a low block at times, particularly when there's no Joe, when there's no Embiid. All right, let's get started on phones. Dave and Easton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Davey.
Yo, guys. It's a good Friday after that Ben Simmons performance last night.
Yes.
Hey, guys. So the main reason for my call is my dad's health about 3 weeks ago started to decline. And
sorry.
I've got... No, it's all good. It's all good. Sorry to get emotional. But he's been in the hospital ever since, a couple surgeries. And I've always listened to your show and stuff. But the last couple of weeks, listening to this show, it's been an absolute escape for me from my reality of everything. So... I just appreciate you guys so much more than I did before, and I just thank you guys for what you guys do every day.
Brother, man, we're with you. Listen, why don't you come in one day, hang out with us, take your mind off things.
Yeah, no, it's all good, it's all good.
No, I'm serious. Come in, I always invite people in. Come in.
No.
Come in and hang out with us for a day.
No, I appreciate that.
Bring whoever you want. I'm serious.
No, I got you. I'll reach out to you guys, but like I said, I always listen to the show, but like I said, the last couple, 3 weeks, like traveling and stuff, and just kind of waiting to see where he's at right now. He's kind of basically in a semi coma right now, and he has good days and he has bad days and stuff, but always listening to the show. I love these guys, but now it just, the show means so much more because it's just an escape from my reality.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. It's tough, man. I lost my mother, and it was really a really horrible way to lose someone, and... So I empathize with you. I know what you're going through, and it sucks, and it's horrible, and you cry, and you, and everything. I mean, that's what it is. And the only thing you could do is have these moments of escape, whether it's through sports, whether it's through us, just at times and make you smile, man. So we're here for you, Davey.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, and keep going. And then go Sixers.
Go Sixers, brother. Hang in there, man. You, anytime, you're with us, all right? Your family.
Thank you, brother.
All right, buddy. Yeah, that's, I mean, listen, we're all going through something. It's just life. We all go through something at home, something with our families. If you're at a period of what I like to call detente, where everything is kind of status quo and everybody's health, knock on wood, is good, do yourself a favor, take a moment, thank your higher power, go. And be grateful that this is where it's at right now. Chris in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Yo, cuz.
What's up, Chris?
Last night, the evidence was good for Coach Brown, I think.
Yes, it was. He's one of our jury members, Chris. That's right.
The only thing I didn't like, I think he gave Boban a little bit too much time at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah.
And he gave Ennis a little bit too much time at the end of the third quarter. And they both showed that they had too much time. They had turnovers, and they just looked like they should have been out. But other than that, I thought his timeout to start the game was great. The camera went right to his face. He looked so pissed off and aggravated.
Focused, yeah.
So, you know, he was intense. And I think the players saw that, and they reacted. And other than that, though, you know, it was a good day for him. I won't make any judgments, obviously, until the playoffs are done. But, you know, the case swayed back into his favor a little bit after game one, obviously. And that Jared Dudley is definitely a hate to face.
Oh, my God, I can't stand him.
If I was playing with him, I would wait and just give him a hard foul as soon as he got in the lane. Just because of his face.
Yeah, doesn't he look like, you know, half a serial, like a cretin? And a serial killer combined?
He's annoying.
Yeah. No,
I had a tendonitis in my left knee for a period of time, and it is bad. I mean, it's like, you know, when you shoot the right-hand lamp, you push off the left, you can't do it. It's like so weak that your knee just doesn't give you the power. I had to go to therapy. I did it for like 4 to 6 weeks. The therapy was great. Then after that, it went away, and knock on wood, never came back. But it is bad.
Yeah, you know, it's your knee, and you're 7'2", and you need it. You need it for your base. I hear you, brother. You need them.
All right, Cos.
I give
a
you,
happy Easter,
you too, buddy. Happy Easter, Chris. The one thing I would have done is I would have played Jonah Bolden a little bit. That's my only quibble. My only quibble was no Bolden. Other than that, I thought Brett was great. I thought he did a great job.
Boban actually was all right yesterday.
He's still bad defensively. But
I get it. But
I mean, she just can't move.
I don't like living off of plus minuses, but
he had
a plus 18, Greg Monroe at a minus 9. And you saw early in the game when Monroe could not defend Jared Allen.
Because he's got lead feet.
Yeah.
He's got those Frankenstein feet. They're like anchors.
He's got lead feet.
He does. He can't move. Can't move at all.
But you saw how it changed when Boban got in there. At least on defense, too.
No, on defense, he was bad.
It's better than Greg Monroe.
Well, you know.
I get what you're saying. You wanted to see Bolden,
I wanted to see Bolden, or you played more Scott. And I'm not the biggest Mike Scott fan either. But, you know, I mean, Boban is just bad defensively.
He had 6 fouls because he couldn't keep up with anyone.
I mean, he just can't move. He's another one who can't move. Monroe's got the lead feet, and he's got lead legs. But he's got a good touch, man. The Boban's got touch, that's for sure. Hey, do what you got to do. I thought he handled it well. But you got to play him some, so I'm not telling you you're wrong. Let's talk to, Avalon Bryan, A.B. What do you say, A.B.?
Anthony. Listen, Boban, I want to hit the 5, too, if I could. But listen, Boban, fine for what he is. Great, making free throws, a couple points. You know, as long as JoJo's healthy and Boban plays 10 minutes, I could care less. That's fine. But listen, I love a pissed-off Ben Simmons.
Yes.
That's what this kid needs. You know, and they're differing personalities, right? Like JoJo, you get him angry, he's going to clown, right? He's going to make jokes, you know, this. Ben wants to stick a dagger right down your throat. And that's what I love about the kid. He doesn't play around. It's not really a joke to him. You mess with him, you're going to get the horns.
Yes. You know, I love him. You understand when I say he's a prince? He has that kind of regal, like, and he's got a little bit of brattiness to him. But he's regal, man. Like, that's what he is. And he's got incredible skills.
He does. But you know what? I want my superstar. I don't need humble.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
I want you looking down in your competition. I don't want you. You know, I want you to respect him, but I want you looking down and saying, you know what? I'm better than you, and I'm going to show you up. And I'm going to prove to everybody that I'm better than you.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. I love him, man.
That's what he's doing. And how about a good Friday? How about we finally get rid of that fat pig, Kate Smith, who's been a bad luck charm since 1975?
By the way,
the situation's not great, but
how horrible! I read the lyrics for those songs. Oh my God!
Wretched, inexcusable. There's nothing. You know, I
Flyers
know
acting right away. Good job, Flyers.
Absolutely.
They put the black curtain over the statue.
Good. Take it down.
They didn't put that in the dump, that statue.
That's right. Listen, put it in the dump, burn it down. Listen, get rid of half of those statues. It's Statue City down there. Jesus.
All right, real quick. Just answer me this one. I just need to know the Eagles record.
10-6.
10-6?
10-6.
Did you see losses? Where did you see the losses?
I mean, I think you got Chicago, you got New England. Minnesota's a tough game. The division, I still think the division's going to be a bear. So
do you really? I'm thinking 5-1 division, no?
I don't know. You know, we always think that. We always think it's going to be a cakewalk.
I know, you're
somebody
right.
Somebody ends up surprising somebody, you know?
I know. You're right. Is Game of Thrones a top 3 all-time show?
I've never watched a single episode. I told you, I'm not into Wizards.
I know. That's why I asked you.
And the Dungeons and Dragons crew. I'm out on that.
I know you are. You don't like the dragon. I feel you, brother. So what would be your own top three shows, quickly?
Sopranos, Arrested Development, and The Wire.
Love it. All right, my brother. You're the man, baby. Thank you. Appreciate it, AB. Two of the Friday Five questions, as you can well imagine. We'll give you some more straight ahead. Let me get to Jordan in Cherry Hill. Jordan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jordan.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
Yo, Jordan.
Hey, so I wanted to touch on, first I wanted to say something about the tendonitis, but when you started talking about Ben, I'm surprised I haven't heard that Swagger soundbite yet.
I love that. Angel will get that. He'll get the Swagger soundbite.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference. I mean, now he's actually playing like he's going to go home afterwards and bang his superstar girlfriend in his million-dollar mansion, and he's one of the best players in the NBA. And I think the boos are really what sparked that with him, and you can see the difference.
Well, he's prideful, right? He's a prideful guy, man. Young man. He's got pride. Anyway, he'll prove that to everybody. There's posters of him outside the Barclays Center. He knows it, and he shoved it right up their nose.
Yeah, it was a great thing to see. It's amazing. And hopefully he can keep that motivation throughout the playoffs and actually can make a run to the finals if he does so, I believe. But, you know, I wanted to touch on a lot of blue-collar people can probably relate to getting some tennis elbow and, you know, anybody who holds a hand tool. I know me personally, over the last year, I've been going through it. Keeps me up at night. Some days I wake up, I can't go to the gym. I can't hold a dumbbell. And then the next day I wake up and everything's like nothing happened. And so I can relate a little bit finally to what's going on with Joel Embiid a little bit, I believe.
There's nothing worse than that tendonitis you get when you're trying to do curls and runs up like up top of your elbow, it is the worst. It kills you. I hear you.
And your knees, I can't even imagine.
I know.
I feel for the guy. But let's go Phils. Let's go Sixers. Let's go Birds.
Love it, brother. Good stuff, baby. Good stuff. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. You got a poll up?
Yes, we do have a poll up on at 975 Middays. If you want to give me that sponsor there.
Well, I like this. Well, I will relax with your sponsor. I got it.
I don't know if you'll like the poll.
Because I love the Roofing Nation.
You definitely won't like the results.
Really? The poll of the day is brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation today, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com.
Now, I want to hear from the people who are voting as the majority in this. So the question is, let's just say the Sixers win in five. How many games do you need to see Joel Embiid play before the series ends? So two games left. 51% say none. Let him rest. 28% say one game, 21% say both. It's the playoffs. So the majority just want him to sit out the rest of the series.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is? And I'll tell you this. I think he's going to play Saturday. That's kind of what I'm told. I think they expect him to play Saturday, which would make your poll moot.
Well, I don't have the same sources.
Well, I'm just saying. I think your poll is chopped down.
So what is it, though, for the people that don't want him to play? Is it just fear? Is it,
here's the problem.
They'll be fine without him?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, because we're all operating on the premise that rest is best. I don't know that rest is best. Activity might be the best thing for him. I don't know. But that, I want him out there. Now, I'm not going to risk him being out there if rest is best. Otherwise, I want him out there. I want him to play. It's the playoffs. Don't mess around with series. You never look at a series and think, well, I got it. Listen, the Sixers lost to the Nets in 1984. They were a way better team. The Sixers lost to the Celtics. They were up 3-1 twice. All right? And then again, they were up 3-1. Boston came back and then Sixers won game 7. So you never count your chickens in a series. Right?
I hear you. I voted both. The people that are saying none, I don't know. I don't get that. Because of the out of shape stuff, too.
Yeah, that's nonsense. I hear you. All right, midday show. We'll come back. All your calls. Don't forget, Mark Jackson, 11:30. Tim Legler, 1:10 on a Good Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ben! The best that putback was vicious.
Right at halftime?
Yeah. That was vicious. You know, you're gonna kill me. You're gonna kill me for this. Can I address one thing? Because I know that they were talking about it this morning. The passing of the gas. Come on, man. Let's go, man. It's playoffs, man. Let's go. See, I would have.
Who do you think did it?
I would be a joyless. I don't care. I mean, like, seriously. Like, this is where the bro. That's the bro.
That's his wheelhouse.
It is his wheelhouse. You're kind of more like me in this, but you have a sense of humor. I don't. And so, when they go on, it's like, yo, dude, man, come on, man. Let's go. It's the playoffs.
This one's for the bro.
Like that would annoy me as a coach. Like, yo, dude, come on, man. It's the playoffs.
They're up big at that point.
Yeah.
They're enjoying themselves.
No passing of the gas in the playoffs, man.
They're so relaxed that they just let everything out.
No giggling on the bench, man. Come on. It's playoffs. Oh, what a night. How about the Warriors went off, too? Oof.
Yeah, they're not losing that series.
No. Well, nah, they're never going to lose.
I thought they'd lose one game. Clip got them in game two.
Yeah, that was weird. You're right. I didn't think so, but... You know, it's funny, because I've been talking about this Houston... Can Houston beat them? And I don't think so. Like, I still think it's... Like, that team is that team... If they want to play, they're not losing.
I think they make an interesting series.
They're playing well.
I could see Houston stealing two games.
Listen, they're playing well. How about the Spurs? Amazing. They had nobody. Get Aldridge. Are you kidding me?
I got Patty Mills, man. Who's like 40 at this point.
It's amazing, right? Unreal.
That's coaching.
Yeah, well, he's a coach. Yeah. You know. That guy's a coach.
Well, Brett, were there for how many years?
I don't know. Yeah.
Two decades?
There's a little bit of a difference.
Oh, man.
Brett was busy rebounding for Kawhi Leonard. Let's go to Bill in Schwanksville. Billy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Anthony. How are you?
Hey.
I kind of like what Andrew, concerned the Embiid thing. And I don't know if you saw the Twitter, what he orders basically from Chick-fil-A on his recent visit. Yeah, and his health, and like you said, the 20 pounds overweight, 15, whatever it is, lumbering that up and down the court is not good for your knee. They got it. I agree. Assign somebody with that, over they have to deal with that.
He's got to grow up a little, mature a little bit.
Correct.
Realize his body and not drink Shirley Temples by the gallons.
Correct. Yeah, I think he's just, I think he's gotten a little bit big for himself. But, and even like his demeanor last night, he hate to say it, almost like Donovan McNabb-ish, what people used to pick on, but, where he's just kind of like, you would hope he'd be so happy, the guy's got the lead and the win last night. He'd be, his jovial kind of self, no pun intended. But, going to the Simmons thing, or Brett Brown.
Just one thing, because it's kind of a pet peeve. It is so difficult to read into demeanor and body language off of television. So I just caution you there.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just, you'd hope usually he's a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe when the camera was off, he was freaking out.
He wasn't playing. Yeah,
maybe he was having fun. I mean, who knows?
Correct. Yeah, you're right. As far as Brown, like I said, the only thing I could say last night, the second quarter, when they were up 18 And then the team started making a run, and he left his bench in there a little too long instead of putting in Jimmy and Tobias and just ending it. You know, that concerned me last night. You know, obviously, like I said, it was a big play, Ben getting that dunk at the end. But I thought he waits a little too long with that bench and lets, you know, to me, just
I agree with that.
Play and let the starters play and get the lead. And
I agree with that.
Yeah, and as far as Simmons, I'm one of those I've gotten in with you and this and that and everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm a Simmons hater. It's just that, you know, it's almost like that you can't say anything bad about the guy. I'm like you guys. If he gets a jump shot, if he could do this, he could do that. He has the potential. I just want to see that. Now, I think, to me, he works better at 75% speed. You notice when he kind of hesitates, and he's been doing that the last two games, when he sort of hesitates at the top, instead of full-blown 100 miles per hour turning his body and he's out of control, 75% he does that little crossover where he can go right or left into the lane. That's where he's best effective. And I hope, you know, he's learning from that. Because, you know, when he gets like – he's not like Giannis who gets ahead of steam 100% and can fly.
Well, he can be. But let me ask you this, though, because I'm curious. Because I remember you and I kind of getting into it a little bit with Simmons, and it always goes back to my original point, was you got to let him mature. You got to let him evolve as a player. And I hear the criticisms, and I don't understand the lack of patience for development when a guy is 22 years old and he's in his second season.
Yeah, I understand. I guess my lack of patience is, to me, Anthony, it's the mental part. And, you know, like I've had friends and we argue with this, and they compared him to Magic Johnson. Their stats are comparable 2 years. But mentally, to me, if you're going to be considered, like, I don't like people just throwing that superstar, you know, transcendent on you already. To me, with Simmons, he's had too many games where he just disappears. And that's what
it's part of growth. Like, you know, being there every night and being there in the playoffs and growing your game, that happens over time. That doesn't happen in your first 2 years. Look at Giannis. Giannis didn't even play his first 2 years. He played 30 minutes a game and he didn't do anything. It wasn't until his third year.
But they weren't in the playoffs. But like you said, I guess I'm looking at it as
a hard head, baby.
I agree, but I'm looking at it as, like you said, I guess when playoff time, and like you said, Jordan probably got ripped, and they were talking about this before in Chicago and this and that. But the thing is, when playoffs start and things like that, even if he has a bad game, he's always engaged and he's always 100%, where Simmons sometimes...
Yeah, but again, you're reading off of stuff. Billy, I got to run. I gave you extra time. I got to run, buddy. I gave you extra time because he was still... And I like Billy. I think he's a good caller. And he knows the game, the whole thing, whatever. We could disagree, but my own frustration in the Ben argument lies with people that just lack the patience for him to develop. And you get people somehow are affronted by terms like transcendent talent. But he does have transcendent talent. Like, what are you supposed to say? He doesn't? He has transcendent talent. He's got to put it together. And part of being a great player is being consistent, right? Is doing this on a consistent nightly basis. And so you just saw two games in a row where he was dominant. And my only point, and to all the critics, and listen, I'm done, all right? You don't like him, you don't like him. Whatever. Whatever it is, how you feel. I think you're cheating yourself. That's where I'm coming in from. That's where I'm coming from. I think you're cheating yourself. For whatever stubborn reason, you don't want to enjoy the guy's game, then don't enjoy it. Whatever agenda that you have, and again, I'm talking to Sixer fans. If you're not a Sixer fan, it doesn't matter to me. But if you're a Sixer fan, I really think you're just cheating yourself. I brought up the artwork because I look at basketball in a similar vein. I think it's a beautiful sport. Some view soccer that way. I view basketball as the most beautiful game. I love watching guys with his artistry play the sport. And so I watch him like I would if I went and took a walk through the Louvre. All right? Because when I see him play, there's things that he does that are just beautiful. And I think when you're judging him under the microscope of perfection, you're going to see imperfections. And that's just part of life, right? I mean, it's 2 years in. This is his second playoff run. That's why I wanted to offer people the Ben Simmons contract yesterday, which is to allow him another year and another playoffs. And then you could judge him and to what he is and what he's not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.